This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Throughout the election season, we heard from voters in Loudoun County in the swing state of Virginia. Well, it turns out both the state and the county ended up going for President Obama by about the same narrow margin. So we sent Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer back to Loudoun County to ask voters about their hopes for the future.
It's a busy Thursday morning at a diner in Leesburg, Virginia. I've assembled a small group of Loudoun County voters at a table in the back. There are retirees, small business owners, a lawyer. Some voted for President Obama, some for Governor Romney. One voted Libertarian. Divided at the polls, they now share a common concern: how to unite the country and get it back on track economically. Glenn Bayless is a retired teacher. He says members of Congress should learn to get along.
The obstructionism, I think, is a priority we ought to stop. And I think it will go a long way to solving some of the issues with the economy.
The foremost issue for Bayless and the others here, avoiding the fiscal cliff of tax hikes and budget cuts. My focus group consists mostly of swing voters and ticket splitters. Most of the Obama supporters here also voted to reelect their local congressman, who's a Republican. For the life of them, these voters can't understand why the people they elect can't reach across party lines. Our waitress, Miriam Nasuti, stops by with coffee refills and an opinion about what President Obama should do now.
Sometimes you need to have that late night cocktail with the speaker, you know, and people on the other side of the fence.
But these voters are acutely aware that they elected the partisan politicians they're now complaining about. Sergio Loya is a government contractor. He voted a straight party ticket, but now he's doing some soul searching, saying he'll only vote for candidates who promise to compromise.
If they don't, then in whatever period of time, 2, 4, 6 years, vote them out.
There are nods of agreement around the table, but local distillery owner Scott Harris says we should also change our behavior outside the voting booth.
It seems like lately, Facebook before the election and now after, people are pretty nasty to each other. And these are all of our close circles and friends, and it's really polarizing us even more.
So befriend your foes, vote for peacemakers, and maybe, just maybe, Congress and the White House will get the message. In Loudoun County, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.